What is it again?
1429.
No, what year?
The year 1429.
Oh,
100 years war.
Yes.
Between?
Between.
England and France?
Yes.
And who's winning?
I'm trying to read my magazine.
England, England, which is the whole point.
Yes. No, it's not the whole point.
Well, no, not the whole point.
It's the historical context.
Yes.
For the real point.
Yes.
And what is the real point?
You know the real point.
Well, sometimes we forget, don't we? We get tied up in the battles and the history and forget the real point. The real point of the story.
Oh, I hope she's there.
Of course she'll be there. Little thing, kneeling wide-eyed in a forest glade, probably. It's all in the book.
This is the story of Joan of Arc and how she became a saint. It all begins in a small village in an area called Vosges in northeast France. It is the mid of winter. The trees are bare, the fields are black. A light burns in a cottage window, the cottage of Joan's parents. They have guests for the evening.
So who's winning this war, then? That's what I want to know.
Well, we know who's not winning. The ordinary men and women of France. We're the ones suffering. Am I right?
Quite right.
No army, no king.
He's dead. Now all we got's his son. And what does he bloody do, pardon my French?
Nothing.
Exactly. Bloody English. Bloody great miracles, what we need.
Here she is.
Come on, you buggers.
Don't shove me in my bum, Gertrude.
Oh, oh, dear.
Oh, that's all over my foot, Berenice.
Get over here, Joan.
Right.
So, Joan, Monsieur and Madame Dupont have come a-visiting with their son Alphonse. You remember Alphonse, Joan?
Right.
Shall we, cut to the chase?
Why not?
I believe Alphonse has something to say, Joan. Alphonse?
Right. Joan of Arc, it would do me, Alphonse Dupont, or of the bridge, a great honour.
Shut your face, Maureen!
Come on!
If you, Joan, would agree to be betrothed to me for the purposes of marriage, and straight away this evening come to
the betrothal tree.
The tree.
And our souls forged.
As one till death us will us do part.
Thank you.
Well, that's marvellous, isn't it, Joan? Thought you'd get left on the shelf, didn't we?
Shelf had collapsed.
Oh, Jack, don't tease her. Joan?
You want to?
Oh, pardon?
You don't even know me.
What do you want about Joan?
Is he on trial? I'll need a ball and chain, Joan.
Of course he wants to. Now, you listen to me, Missy. Beggars can't be choosers, Joan. You understand what I'm saying? No one else is going to have you, are they, great lump? Don't have no choice in this, you see. If you're not careful, we'll withdraw the offer. My girl, we'll go to another village. Then where will you be? Is that what you want? To die alone? Do you? All alone? Just gone and forgotten, Joan? Ashes to ashes? Is that what you want?
No.
So, what is your reply to Alphonse, please?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
Good girl.
That wasn't so bad, was it? Have to be cruel to be kind, sometimes, don't we?
Ah, here you are, both of you.
Excellent.
Father.
Father.
Great relief for your parents, Joan. Thought they'd never be rid of you. Trust you're praying to your saints for a long and fruitful union.
What saints?
What saints? Well, St. Teresa of Nîmes, she's a good one, patron saint of marriage. Or Adèle of Avignon, of course, patron saint of housewives. But not, if I may counsel a caution, Catherine of Alexandria or Margaret of Antioch. Charming ladies, I'm sure, but both famously martyred for their refusal to marry. So, not much help to you, Joan. Right, so let's get it over with.
Thank you.
You've bought your little bundles of twigs and what have you to throw upon the fire, to signify the burning away of your youth and all its freedom and folly. For nothing escapes the burning of the fire, for fire is purification.
What the hell do they want?
Who are they?
Travellers. I seen them on the pastures.
Godless folk. That's what they are. No laws, no boundaries, no passports. Romanies and gypsies and God knows what. Necromancers and music makers and women. Half of them Jews. Go away! Clear off! Just ignore them. Right, as I was saying, nothing escapes the burning... God's sake! He's singing now. Don't listen to him. Just ignore him. Cut to the end. Joan and Alphonse, do you hereby betroth yourselves before the burning...
He's singing it to you, Joan. Look at him, staring straight at you. Why is he doing that, then?
Answer the question, quickly. Alphonse, do you...
Yes.
Good. And Joan...
You don't feel it, though, do you?
What?
What?
In your heart, when you look at me. You're doing it for her, not for me.
Her?
For your mother, for fear of her.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. This is not the time.
That's no good. Doing it for the fear. Giving our souls out of fear.
Joan!
Is it, Alphonse?
Oh, my God! Knights! English knights!
Coming this way! Run, Joan!
They're headed for the village!
Oh, my God!
Come on! Run!
Oh.
Father!
Look what you've done, you filthy gypsies! You've brought this on us! It's all your fault! I hope they slaughter you! I hope they wipe you all out! It's them! Kill them! It's them! Oh, shit!
Run, Joan!
Alphonse!
Can't move.
Father! Father!
I couldn't love you. Sorry.
It's all right.
Am I dying?
Father!
Is that it? Is that the end? What happens now, then?
I don't know. Sorry.
Get away, Joan. Run, Joan. Save yourself.
Joan! Joan!
Oh, no! Oh, no! No!
It's the kegs! They're burning! They're burning inside! Gertrude! Ermyntrude! Berenice! Maureen!
Joan, get back, my girl! Get back! There's nothing you can do!
It's too hot! I can't get in! It's a fire! The flame!
Joan! Joan, get back! Joan!
Oh, my girl!
Stupid bloody lump of a girl! I couldn't even save them! And now they're all dead!
Are you sure she's the right one?
Well, I think so.
Well, I thought she was supposed to be kneeling wide-eyed in a forest glade.
Joan of Arc!
What? Who's that?
Up here, dear.
Oh, bloody hell!
Oh, it's all right, dear.
What?
You are Joan of Arc.
Right.
Yes, it is hurt.
Joan of Arc.
Hang on. We haven't even introduced ourselves. Very remiss. I am St. Catherine of Alexandria, and this angel here is St. Margaret of Antioch.
Oh, I know you. You was martyred. Because you wouldn't get married.
Slightly more involved than that.
Well, I was getting married.
Well, that was ridiculous, wasn't it?
But you know that.
Well, he didn't love me. Didn't even know me. How can you love someone you don't know?
You will be loved, Joan.
Oh, I don't think so. No one's ever loved me. Great lump like me. Well, no, the cows did.
The cows?
They love me. But then they don't have the human judgments, animals, do they? They don't make the judgments. And now I kind of lost them. I should have been there. I could have saved them from the fire.
The fire?
I couldn't get them out because of the flames. They were so hot. Bastard English. Bloody bastards burnt them.
Kindly don't swear.
Oh, did they? The bloody English burnt them.
Catherine.
Well, we could get rid of the bloody English.
Did you hear what I said?
Drive them out of France, couldn't we? Forever.
Out of France? Forever? The English? God! Who'll do that, then?
You will, dear.
Pardon?
Lead an army against the English, free the country, crown the Dauphin King of France.
The what?
The Dauphin.
You can always say no.
No, she can't.
No, sorry.
Don't be stupid. Anyway, I better be going now. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, bloody hell.
Sorry.
Please don't swear.
Sorry, sorry.
We need to show you something. There.
An enormous army. All a-gleaming and arrayed and prepared for battle. How do I know this? How can I see this?
It is in your soul, Joan.
And see there, at the head of it?
A riderless horse.
A leader's horse.
A leaderless horse. Where is the leader of the leaderless horse?
You are the leader, Joan.
Can't even ride.
You'll learn.
Excuse me, but why me?
Whoever knows why, my dear. It just is. This is the story of Joan of Arc, and that's you.
You will be the saviour of France, Joan.
On my own?
We'll be with you. At your side.
Always?
Always.
I can't fail, then. Two angels at my side.
Until we have to leave. Pardon? At Compiègne.
We'll be with you.
No, that's not quite...
We'll be with her, won't we?
Of course we will, yes.
Right. Saviour of France it is, then. Can't go wrong, then.
And so, Joan and her angels rode south across France. And there were many dangers, but the angels guided her. And they taught her to ride, the history of France, and why they needed her. But Joan's boredom threshold was quite low.
So, now, the Dauphin...
Right.
Yeah, is sitting, doing nothing in his great golden palace.
Good, that's right. Good. Yes. In his great golden palace. On the banks of the Loire.
Of the Loire.
Very good, dear. Yes.
Loire.
And the Dauphin... Mm.
Call of the fort, Joan. Loose rein.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm trying to teach her the entire history of medieval
France. She'll never come off again.
Just navigate, all right, and I'll do the teaching. So, Loire. Yeah, very good, dear, yes. And you have to tell him something very important.
Give me that horse if you know what's good for you.
Where did he come from?
Give him the horse, Joan. Dismount slowly. No sudden movements.
No, I won't give you my horse, thank you.
Joan.
What are you doing all alone, woman?
Going for a ride. You wish him no harm and he...
I am not woman, actually. My name is Joan, if you wish to care to address me in my proper manner, actually. And I'm crossing France with my angels.
Angels?
Joan.
Are you a mad woman?
I might be mad, I don't know. My cows was burnt by the English, and then the angels come and told me I must lead an army against the English and drive them from this land and tell the Dauphin something very important in his palace in the Loire. And I have this mighty burning in me that will not go. And if that is madness, then I am mad.
I have a madness also, I think.
What kind of madness, might I ask?
Don't laugh. I am on a quest to find my true love.
True love? Who is your true love?
Don't know. Won't know till I see her.
Looking for a true love you never even seen. That is mad. How will you know her?
I'll know her, that's all. Her hair will be black as the raven's wing, and her skin like the snow, and her eyes like wondrous velvet like the deer's. And as soon as I see her, I will know her, and she will be my soul mate, and I hers, and I will love her.
Are you sure he's in this?
First I knew.
What is your name, please, ma'am?
Jean de Metz is my name.
From where, please?
From Metz.
Well, good luck with your questing for your soul mate, anyway. Jean de Metz.
No! Can't do that, sorry.
What?
Now what's he doing?
I cannot let you, a woman, go alone, unguarded in this land. If you are commanded by angels to lead an army against the English, then so be it. Seems somewhat unlikely to me, but there we are. That notwithstanding, it is my bounden duty as a soldier at arms and as a man to guard you with my life. And that's how it is.
What about your lady love with her velvet hair and what have you?
I must leave her and help you. Then I will return to my quest. I have no choice in this matter, and there we are. Besides which, You're on the wrong bloody road.
Margaret the map reader. Marvellous.
It's very difficult without signposts.
Oh, really?
Right.
Just to the Dauphin in the Loire. And then that's it, thank you.
Wasn't going further anyway.
Well, that's all right then.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. This way, please.
Thank you.
So Jean de Metz guided them into the safety of a dark forest. And Joan chatted away to the angels, and Jean rode ahead, as was his duty. He didn't really believe in the angels, but he was quite a kindly soldier, so he didn't say anything. And at last, they found a little woodman's cottage in a glade, and Jean looked around and saw that it was safe and said they should sleep there.
I made you a bed.
Thank you. But actually, I will sleep where you sleep. I mean, I don't mean, you know... I mean, where do you sleep?
On the floor.
Then I will also, on the floor, like a soldier.
Just want to say, I do not have desire for you in that way. You are quite safe in my hands, so to speak.
Thank you. I had assumed that would be the case. I also, if I may say so, do not have no desire... Right? Constantly. Hi.
Catherine?
Margaret?
Are you there?
I am.
Why didn't you want to be married then?
Somebody wanted my soul.
Oh.
A Roman emperor, as it happens. He offered me life if I married him and death if I didn't.
Didn't you like him then, his emperor?
I wanted to be a nun.
And you died for that?
Yes.
How?
Sorry?
How did they do it?
Oh, a single blow from a sharpened Roman short sword, fortunately. Catherine wasn't so lucky. They tied her to a wheel, broke her body on it, every single bone. I wasn't there for her.
No, my worst way of dying.
Then poor Cecilia, of course. Well, she was on her own too. They boiled her. Can you imagine? But they couldn't kill her. So they set an axe to her. 3 times they tried, on 3 days. And still she wouldn't die. And the axe man ran away for fear... And she lay there for 3 more days. And in those 3 days, she started to sing.
Really?
Yes, she'd never sung before. Not in her life. And she sang, and she sang, and made up songs. And the whole town was enchanted.
Oh.
And thousands came to her and were healed by her singing. And just the sound did the trick. And on the 3rd day, she died. She found her life's purpose, just in the nick of time.
Do I have a purpose?
To save France.
Right.
Anyway.
Know my worst way of dying.
I think we've had quite enough of dying, dear.
No, guess. Go on.
Burning. Really? Anyway.
That would be the worst, in my opinion, the very worst, to be burnt in my body. Oh, I couldn't go through that.
Goodness, is that the time? I just fold my wings and have a spot of shut-eye.
Didn't know angels slept.
Oh, yes, but not for long. While angels sleep, man his mischief makes. Byron.
Pardon?
Don't worry.
Hear that?
The travellers, dear.
Heard him before.
Yes, you will have. Right. Got to be up fresh for the Dauphin.
Right.
Night.
State your name.
Joan of Arc.
Louder.
Joan of Arc.
Occupation?
Pardon?
What do you do?
Cowherd.
State your purpose, cowherd.
To have audience with the Dauphin.
To have audience of the Dauphin and tell him what my angels say.
Ignore them, darling. Straight back.
My angels bring words appertaining
in. To your God-given right to sit upon the throne of this realm of France.
To your God-given right to sit in this throne of France.
Hang her, my lord. Sit on the throne of France. Well, now, there's a novelty.
My lord, you're getting into one of your states again, one of your little explosions in the head. You forget this is impossible. You forget the English. Remember the English? They rule over half of France. We did agree they could have their own heir, didn't we? Remember?
He's only 8. He's a child. How can he rule anything?
The Duke of Bedford rules for him, my lord.
The Duke of Bedford is a great, fat, beef-eating pig. How can he rule France? He comes from Bedford, for Christ's sake.
Just one other tiny thing you may have forgotten, my lord.
What? What have I forgotten? Yes?
Your mother, my lord.
My mother's in Bavaria.
Mother has told you...
What? What has she told me? What has she told me?
You cannot be king, my lord.
Mothers cannot tell you what you are. It is your God-given right to be what you are. And you are what you are, which is what you are. And you are the King of France by your right, whatever your mother says.
Heavens,
did you hear that?
She's a cowherd, my lord.
I am no cowherd, actually. I am Joan of Arc. You did not see me before, but now you see me as I am, champion of my Dauphin, who will be King of France and conqueror of the English.
King of France, conqueror of the English.
My lord, I beg of you.
Shut up! I will only listen to Joan now. She's my advisor now. She's my mother now. We will conquer the English, won't we, Joan? And we will be king, won't we?
All going slightly too fast.
Yes.
Your Highness.
We're having a war council, actually, so shut up. So, Joan, where will we conquer the English, in your opinion?
What's that place called? What's that place?
Orléans.
Orléans, that's it. Orléans!
Orléans, are you insane? The whole English army's there.
Won't be expecting the whole French army then, will they?
Exactly.
The French army's a rabble.
No, it's not. I've seen it. All arrayed and a-gleaming and prepared for battle.
Have you? They won't know what's hit them. Those English bastards.
Don't swear, please.
Sorry.
And who will lead this army, my lord?
I will lead them.
You? A girl, my lord?
Yes, thank you. A girl on a white horse in silver armour. Guided by her angels, with a great shining sword in her hand and the great gilded flapping banner of France in her other hand.
Joan will lead them. Lead my armies to Orléans, to victory, to the freedom of France, to my great and glorious reign. Then I'll be crowned. And where will I be crowned? Rheims. That's why they crown him, isn't it? Rheims. Say it.
Rheims, my lord.
Rheims. Say it again. Rheims.
Ream.
Everybody!
Ream!
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 Ream! Joan of Arc! You made the cat baby!
Joan of Arc, captain of the royal armies, have you said full confession and are you full ready?
I am.
And your armor fits?
Yes, thank you.
And you have chosen your squire according to your station.
My what, sorry?
You must have a squire according to your...
I will be a squire.
Name, please?
Jean de Metz.
I thought you was gone.
I was. But I decided I must see you through this war and do you proper service as is my duty. Then I will bid adieu and continue with my quest.
To find your true love?
Yeah.
With the raven hair and the snow white top.
And a page also to serve you.
Page? What kind of page?
You must have a page.
Can I be your page?
What is your name, boy?
Bertram, sir.
How old are you, Bertram?
Nearly 9, madam.
Oh, where's your mummy and daddy, Bertram?
They both died by an English sword, madam.
Do you offer yourself body and soul, Bertram, through plague and battle, storm and tempest?
I do offer myself, body and soul through plague and battle, storm and tempest.
Even unto death unto this lady.
Even unto death unto my lady.
I hope it will not come to that, Bertram.
I hope so too, my lady. But even if it does, I will bear it bravely.
She'll have our heads on sticks. She's in Bavaria. She has a long reach. Listen, a cowgirl leading an army? She'll be a laughingstock. The army will be decimated and the Dauphin will go back to his billiards and his boys. Joan of Arc will never be heard of again. Right. And the Queen will never need to know. Trust in God, dear. He's on our side, not hers. I shouldn't be telling you that. You're the bloody bishop.
Exactly. Yes, forgotten that. Marvellous.
Come on, this way! Follow Joan!
Follow Joan!
There she is!
Joan!
Hollio is falling!
That was quick.
The English are on the run!
Joan's chasing him!
There she is! Look at her!
I am Joan of Arc. And I am here to tell you, English, I am commissioned of God to render miracles.
She's hit. Joan's hit.
My lady's hit. My lady.
Oh, get down, Bertrand. Get down.
All you English.
Joan, there's a bloody great arrow in you.
Yes, I can see that. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, heaven.
No, this happens. This happens. We know this happens. She's critically wounded at the height of the battle, but she wins. That's the whole point.
Pull it out, Joan.
Not the whole point.
Well, I know. Not the whole... Look, can we not discuss this here, please? Just pull the bloody arrow out.
Who are you?
Hello.
We just saw you.
No, only for a moment. Children do. It's the nerves. Sorry.
Pull it out, John!
I saw a lady.
Yes, Bertram. Will you get down, please? Pull it out, John de Metz.
I'm pulling it.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Are you all right now, madam?
Yes, Bertram. Yes.
She's all right.
Of course she's all right.
She's all right! She's all right! See this, you English? You have not heard me, because I am indestructible. And as I was saying, you Duke of Bedford, and you, all you other Dukes of England, I tell you now, this moment, to be gone. Gone from this land forever and forevermore. You hear me? You hear me?
They're running. The English are running. You've done it, Joan. Orléans has fallen. France is saved. All praise to Joan, saviour of the French. It's a miracle. She brought us a miracle. Long live Joan, maker of miracles. Long live Joan of Arc. Long live blessed Joan.
John, look. Look at all the lords and ladies. I've never seen so many lords and ladies. Did you see her? She smiled at us, didn't she, as she passed by. And look at her new armour, all white and gold, standing next to the Dauphin himself. Look at her, John. Look at her.
Charles Louis Philippe Emmanuel Capet of the line of Charlemagne, do you come willingly in the sight of...
Yes. Right. And you're in the way, rather.
I must be by my king.
Get on with it.
If you wouldn't mind. I'll just be here then.
Do it. Indeed, your majesty. In the sight of God and Jesus Christ...
Just pour the bloody oil.
And do you, Charles Louis...
Yes! I said yes! Idiot!
Mother!
What have you done?
This is not expected.
Can this be reversed?
Bishop!
Unfortunately, your most gracious regal highness, yes. You see, once the seal of the Holy Chrism is broken. And the anointing oil...
Get out!
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
I thought you'd be pleased for me.
Pleased for you? You visionless, self-serving, pathetic, vainglorious, repulsive, witless boy! It is a fiasco, a disaster. But now that you have done it, I am now forced to induct you into the great and terrible mystery. Do you wish to be inducted into the great and terrible mystery? Shut up! The great and terrible mystery of the wider interest. And it is the wider interest we must protect against all odds. You understand me so far? Peasant girls who make miracles, to hear voices in their own heads. Say what happens. Anyone can have their own voices, has their own thoughts. They start to think. They don't want all the learning of the church and the wisdom of the leaders and the kings and the betters. All they've been told. They start listening to themselves. Make up their own minds, their own church, their own kingdoms. And what cans of worms we open then. What happens to us all? The kings and the rulers and the cardinals. You have no idea what you started to shatter. To stuck shatter. To Verdantis Nix Verdigus Tuk Scheiser. So, we cannot have this woman making war, leading peasants, turning them into armies, taking cities, then what? Europe, the world, women, telling people to think for themselves, turning the world upside down, opening their borders to all and sundry. The gypsies, the Jews, the dark races across the seas, all the brutish races of the world, the vile Untermenschen. They are all in league with the women. The women? Witches. Most women are witches.
Witches?
Yeah. They practice their black arts everywhere they are. To destroy the men. Do you know what they do? They wear the men's clothes and they take men's organs and pleasure themselves and suck out the power of the man. And without the power of the man, what is the world? What is it? Oh, this is the real battle and it has nothing to do with who succeeds to the throne of England or France. Do you understand?
Your Majesty!
I don't believe you've met my mother.
I am in awe, my dear.
Hugh?
Magnificent suit of armor, if I may say so.
For the battles?
For the battles? Of course.
Anyway, Your Majesty, I am still awaiting your royal authority to launch an attack on Paris with your army, Your Highness.
Thinking about it, why don't you go on ahead?
Go on ahead?
On your own.
What about the army?
I'll bring the army.
Why's that, then?
Because he's king, dear.
I'll meet you at, Compiègne.
Compiègne. I've heard that name before.
It's on the main auto route. Can't really miss it. Anyway, must be getting on, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will give her to the English. Then they will sell her back to the French. It must be the French who condemn her and destroy her. She must be discredited, reviled, and utterly erased from all memory. And only then, after this little hiccup, will His Grace the Duke fulfill his destiny.
Destiny?
Shut up.
Jean de Metz! Jean de Metz!
He's not here, madam. Jean's gone, madam.
Jean's gone?
Yes, madam.
Right. Not to worry. I'll go on my own.
Madam, madam.
Not this time, Bertram.
I have to, madam. Through plague and battle, storm and tempest. Remember?
Oh, then please put your hood up.
Oh.
You'll catch your death, Bertram. Do it up, or you don't come. Good.
How much further?
I don't know. You wait here. I'll go down the hill and have a look. Don't move.
No, madam.
Joan!
It's us, dear.
Well, thank
thank you for turning up at last.
We've been trying to reach you.
Well, you can help me find this town if you wouldn't mind, if it's not too much bother.
Joe!
What?
We have bad news, I'm afraid.
We must dash all hope from your heart.
Pardon?
We regret to inform you that, for reasons that cannot be divulged, you will be taken today.
Taken?
Captured. Taken to Rouen.
Taken to Rouen? Who by?
By the English at Compiègne.
But Compiègne's the king's town. He said he'd meet me with the army. He said...
No, I'm afraid not, dear.
Then you've got to help me. That's your whole point, isn't it? To be my guardians and...
Not after Compiègne. We're so sorry.
You'll be handed over for trial.
Trial? I'll escape.
No, Joan. You must not escape.
I thought this was the heroic story of Joan of Arc. What's the point if I'm captured at the end and I can't even escape? I thought I was meant to be the hero.
You must take all with a willing heart.
It's because I've been a horrible, stuck-up, vain person, isn't it?
No.
I have, though.
Well, a bit, yes.
Yeah.
But that's not why.
It's what happens now that is important.
What happens now?
We cannot tell you this.
Where will you be?
This is your part now. Goodbye, Joan.
Goodbye, dear one.
What do you mean? What happens now? What happens now? What happens to me? What?
Look, madam, look! I found a signpost to Compiègne. This way, madam.
No, no, Bertram! Bertram!
Look, hundreds of men! It's the army! Oh, thank goodness, madam!
No, it's not the army!
It is!
It's... No, it's not our army! Shit! Come on, Bertram! Come on! They're not going to take us. You hear me? We're going to escape. I don't care what they say. Come on, Bertram! 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 Oh, no! Bertram! Oh, no, 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 no! Oh, Bertram. Oh, no.
Am I dying, madam?
I believe that you are, sir. Yes.
Where will I go now, then? Will my soul rise up from my body now?
Yes, Bertram. Yes, it will.
Thank you, madam.
Just a moment to cross this tiny river of fire.
Will they be there? My mum and dad?
Of course they will, darling. They've been waiting, haven't they? Been saying, where is our Bertram? When's he coming along?
You've got to escape, madam.
No, no, no. I won't leave you, darling. Not going nowhere without you, my little soldier. Oh, no. Bertram. Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Jean de Cauchon, Bishop of Beauvais. I shall be responsible for your case. Sorry about the ball and chain. I'm sure they're not necessary. Anyway, just like to run over the main points, if I may. Would you have any objection?
No.
Thank you. And if we record it?
No.
Thank you. So, you state that you have had certain revelations of an angelic nature, and that these revelations have spoken to you and given you certain signs.
Yes.
And that the aforementioned signs and revelations were received by yourself without prior knowledge or authority from an authorized member of the Holy Church.
Dunno, I didn't...
And you have chosen to wear suits of armour and not the customary clothing of your sex, correct?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I think that's more or less it. In a nutshell, so you are prepared to confess?
Confess? To what?
To the charges.
Charges?
I just read them out.
But I am not guilty. How can I confess?
No confession.
I thought you was my defence.
Defence? There is no defence. I am your prosecutor. I am the Chief Inquisitor.
Get your Joan of Arc souvenirs here!
Get your banner!
Get your lapel! Soon here!
This way to the trial!
Trial of Joan of Arc!
Best seats available!
Keep moving!
Silence in court!
Keep moving!
Prisoner, stand! Prisoner, stand!
Prisoner, stand!
Joan of Arc, of the village of Doremy in the Département of Vosges, age 19. You have made statements that you have had apparitions and revelations of certain angels, in particular St. Catherine and St. Margaret. Do you still concur with the aforementioned statements?
Pardon?
That through the influence of these so-called angels...
What do you mean, so-called?
Quiet!
Thank you. You have worn suits of armour in various styles with short hair cut above your ears with nothing left to show you are a woman, which is most foul and doth transgress the law of God and our dear Holy Mother Church.
No, it's just because I...
Quiet!
Do you want to be stretched upon the rack? Have your fingernails removed?
No.
Then speak when you are spoken to.
Speak when you are spoken to!
The clerks of the Blessed Synodic Council, hereby gathered, have examined your claims heretofore mentioned concerning your alleged angelic revelations, and do declare that all such claims are lies.
Lies! 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 Lies!
What?
As it is a known fact that angels and saints do only reveal themselves to those who have sufficient learning, age, wisdom, and rank within the strict orders of their callings. That it would therefore be impossible for an angel or saint to appear to one such as you, a common person, a herder of cows, and a girl. And therefore, that your so-called revelations are nothing but wicked, vile, and pernicious lies!
Lies! Lies! Lies! Lies!
Not lies!
Not lies!
No!
I put it to you, Joan the maid, that your saintly friends were not in fact angels at all, but devils.
Devils! 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 Devils!
Disguised as angels.
Devils! 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 Devils!
Devils?
As I have just explained, angels don't appear to peasants. It is entirely unthinkable. It is impossible. So you cannot have been advised or guided by angels. Angels are of God, and God would not have advised you to do the things you did. So you did not see them. So you were either lying or you saw devils. One or the other. The choice is yours.
I don't understand.
Did you tell lies?
Lies!
No!
Then did you see devils?
Devils!
Lies or devils?
Not devils!
So where are they now, your angels?
I don't know.
Aren't they coming to rescue you? In a blaze of light? They don't exist, do they?
Don't exist!
They do! It's what I said!
I know it's what you said, stupid girl. But don't you see I am offering you the chance to unsay it?
I don't know. I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. All you have to do is recant.
Recant?
Recant!
Retract, disclaim, disavow, repudiate, deny, renounce, negate, abjure, forswear, revoke, rescind, or do a U-turn. Cross the floor! Eat your words, for Christ's sake! Simply say there were no angels. Just say, I recant, and we can all go home.
I cannot recant what I've seen. What I know in my heart is true. I did not lie, and they are not devils. Do not worm into me with your ideas. They are my angels. They are my beloved St. Catherine and St. Margaret, and I know them. They are my voices.
Oh, very well. Have it your own way. Joan of Arc of Doremy, we declare you obstinate and opinionated in your offences, excesses and errors. Your soul is hard and will not be brought to reason. You'll just have to be burnt, if that's what you want. Joan of Arc, the judgment of this...
Pardon?
I said you'll have to be burnt, if that's what you want. Joan of Arc, the judgment...
Burnt?
Yes.
In my body?
In your body.
Burnt?
Burnt!
Burnt in your body until you are dead!
I thought you knew that's what happened to witches.
I am not a witch!
Witch!
You are now. Joan of Arc, the judgment of this court...
I do not wish to be burnt.
It is a horrible death. Certainly lasts an absolute age, I gather. You watch yourself burn, apparently, from the feet up.
I think I'd prefer a prison, but that's just me. Anyway.
I recant.
Sorry?
I recant.
I didn't quite... Would you mind saying that one more time?
I recant.
And just once again, please, a little louder.
I recant.
Recant! 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 Recant!
It is all untrue?
Yes.
There were no angels?
No.
Confession! Get the confession! Quickly! They were entirely fraudulent and without substance?
Yes.
I'll just sign here, please. Thank you.
So what was it? Lies or devils?
Devils.
Possessed by devils.
And here, please. Thank you.
And did you thus converse with the devils who possessed you?
Yes.
And dance naked beneath the moon?
Yes.
And drank the blood of baby animals?
Yes.
And took the penises of men at night and locked them in a box?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Just here, please. Thank you.
And finally, that you will swear in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Sovereign, to put off these foul garments and don once again the true and sacred vestments of your sex and grow your hair over your ears?
Yes.
And here. Thank you.
Ah. That wasn't so bad, was it? Have to be cruel to be kind sometimes, don't we? Take her away.
And so it was that Joan of Arc did recant and went back to her prison cell, where she would now have to remain for the rest of her days. And she sat through that night without sleeping, waiting for her angels, longing to hear their voices. But none came, until the great cathedral bell struck three. And she looked up to see an old friend at the door.
Hello, Joan.
I recanted.
Yeah.
They was going to burn me.
I know.
It was a fire. My worst thing, fire.
You've done what anybody would have done. You're only human. Nice dress.
Thank you. What's that?
It's the people of Rouen. The people of France.
What are they singing?
Joan saw angels, even though the judges say she didn't. Joan saw angels, even though she says she didn't. There.
What?
They still believe in you, Joan. Even though there were no angels, they still believe in you.
There were angels.
Well, there weren't really, were there?
There were angels.
No, it was devils pretending.
It was the fire. I said there was no angels because of the fire. Only because of the fire.
Look, I don't mind what it was. The point is, right, you showed people, angels or no bloody angels...
Don't swear, please.
Sorry, that they can stand up for themselves. That they don't have to do this or that just because the church and the kings and that tell us to. Just because they say we'll go to hell if we don't. We're not just cattle to be herded about. We can make our own pastures. We can plough our own furrows. And I don't care who said it. Angels or devils or what?
Listen, Arsbrain.
What?
There were no devils. There were angels, only angels. They were right here. St. Margaret and St. Catherine, as close as you are. And I said there were not.
All right. If there were angels you saw, then there were angels. But all you done, right? All you done is say they weren't. To save your life. No one's going to blame you for that. Your precious life, Joan.
Life if I married him, and death if I didn't.
Pardon?
I've done a terrible thing, Jean de Metz.
What?
I have saved my life and lost my soul.
Who says?
I do! Anyway, you better get out. Better find your wondrous lady with all her raven hair and velvet eyes and all that, what have you. That's where your future lies, with your lady love, with your soul mate.
I found her.
Oh, good. You better go to her then.
She's right here.
What do you want about?
It's you, Joan.
Don't be ridiculous. My hair's not like ravens. It's like a bloody hedge. I'm just a big, lumpy woman no one's ever looked at. Just a joke, me.
Hardly a joke, Joan.
I'm not this woman you're always dreaming of.
She doesn't exist, Joan. I only just realised. She's like a picture on paper and you put it in water and the paint just turns to water.
Do you love me, John de Metz?
I do, yes.
How much?
To my very soul.
Then please, help me get mine back.
Joan of Arc, you have hereby recanted all the pernicious lies and vile presumptions and devilish untruths that you did utter. And I am now henceforth charged in the name of our most beloved counsellor and regent of France, His Grace...
I do not recant now.
His Grace, the Duke of... I'm sorry?
I do not recant now. I saw angels and no devils. And they were good angels. And they spoke through me and travelled with me and was my guardians and my guides at all times and did travel all places with me until such time as the road become my road and mine only. But they bade me not escape. So I have not and I shall not. And I shall follow my road to the very end. And this is the book of Joan, and this is how it is written, and it cannot be changed or revised or edited in any way, particularly the ending.
Catastrophe! Diabolic catastrophe! Catastrophe and devils!
But you said! You said!
I said what I said, for fear of the fire!
Devils! Devils rule us! Devils and Beelzebub! Devils! Devils! Devils and Beelzebub! Devils! Devils! Devils and...
Quiet! And you're not afraid now?
More than I ever been.
Joan of Arc, cowherder, peasant, of the unimportant village of Domremy in the nondescript department of Vaud. You will present yourself at the old marketplace, Rouen, at 8 o'clock prompt tomorrow morning, 30th of May, 1431, where you will be burnt in your body until you are dead. Do you have anything to say? Go. And you will wear upon your head a pointed paper hat saying heretic, sorceress, idolatress, blasphemer. And you will be consumed in the fire until none of you will remain. Not even the ashes, for they will be set upon the wind and they will disappear, each and every one. And it will be as if you never were. And may God have mercy upon your soul. Long live the King, the Queen, and the Duke of Bedford.
Stand back! Stand back!
It won't light it. The torch won't light it.
Come here. The wood won't be lit. The torch won't light nothing.
Not light it.
Give me the torch. Give it here.
It's John LeMet. John LeMet's got the torch.
Go, John. You've done it, my darling. You've done it.
Hello, Joan.
Hello.
You were there. Were you there?
Oh, yes.
Did I save my soul?
I should coco.
So, is that the end, then?
Well, to this journey, yes.
So what happens now?
Well, you help other people now, like we helped you.
How many people?
Millions and millions.
Keep them on the straight and narrow.
True to themselves.
Watching over their souls.
So, am I a saint now, then?
Not quite yet, I'm afraid. Not till...
1922.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. Who cares about awards? Look! Who's this coming over the meadow? It's Alphonse! And look! It's Bertram! And his mummy and daddy. They were there. And... Oh, well, would you blooming credit it? My girls! Where have you been, you lovely girls?
Don't ask.
So death is not the end, then?
Oh, no. There's no death.
Only a change of worlds.
But you don't find out till you get here.
That's right, dear.
You've got to have the faith.
Exactly. So that was the story of Joan of Arc, and how I became her page and was blessed by her, and how we all met her and were blessed by her. And that's the end of our story. And here the tale is ended.
Demasiado tiempo.
Where to now, then?
Nos hemos quedado solos sin saber nada. Y hemos olvidado el olor a jazmín.
Joan of Arc and How She Became a Saint starred Dawn French as Joan of Arc, with Anne Reed as St. Catherine, Maggie Steed as St. Margaret and Madame Dupont, Nell Barlow as Bertram and the storyteller, John Ram as Monsieur Dupont and the Duke de la Reine, Kevin Eldon as Monsieur d'Arc and the Bishop de la Tremouille, Cheryl Campbell as Madame d'Arc and Queen Isabella, Mark Wootton as Alphonse Dupont, Patrick Barlow as the Pastor, Andrew Dunn as Jean de Metz, Samuel Barnett as the Dauphin of France, and Jim Broadbent as Jean du Cochon, the Chief Inquisitor. The crowd and courtiers were played by Beth Nestor, Carrie Quinlan, Humphrey Kerr, David Reed and Tom Tuck. It was written and directed by Patrick Barlow and produced by Lucy Armitage.